Hello.
Hi, how are you? Are you the homeowner?
Yes.
I'm just here with Point of View Coca Cola. Did you see my truck pulled up down the street earlier today, ma'am?
Maybe.
That's okay. I just got done talking with Steve, the one on the very end there.
Okay.
We're going to be here tomorrow and Monday doing some flush outs. I have half price available for us. I have some spots available. Are you going to be home tomorrow, Monday?
But we do have a company already.
Great. Good.
Yeah, the company, we have the sign on the other side.
You're talking about lawn care?
They do everything for us, and they do the... you have pest control.
The pest control, completely yeah, different. Oh. So I'm not going to mow your lawn, sorry.
I know, thank you, sorry. I thought you were doing like the pest for grass. We're not going to do it this
sure.
year. Yeah, because it's getting a little bit expensive for us just to maintain the grass and do everything.
Okay, I understand. I mean, that's reasonable.
Yeah, so we have to economize.
Sure. Now, have you ever had pest control before, ever?
We had Viking come
okay.
in.
Okay. What were they coming in for?
For ants.
Okay, so remind me, like, were they the smaller ones or the big carpenter wood ants?
The carpenter.
Oh, jeez. Where were you seeing them?
In the back. We have them in the kitchen, yeah. Okay. But we haven't seen many this year, and so we're just going to see what happens. But if you give me your business card, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm kind of like the walking business card today. The reason I'm here is I'm glad you've had a search in the past. I mean, were you satisfied with them or sort of? I know they're more expensive than us.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, we just, you know, they did a fairly good job, and okay. after that, we just didn't want to continue because. Okay. Ants disappeared and
hopefully right knock on wood
we haven't had any problems, but you know, I'm just gonna be very honest with you that we are economizing, so
sure. the nice thing is, sorry, you know, I was just mm-hmm. we're a lot different than Viking, we're a lot cheaper. I'm coming off of Angie's List in the BBB, and the only reason I'm here is because neighbors saw us and they wanted a quote for the preventive package. Mm-hmm. Now, no one's seen any bugs on the inside. Mm-hmm. Everyone's seen carpenter ants on the outside about every other house.
Mm-hmm.
Were they on the quarterly plan? Like, they came quarterly and treated you, do you remember? Or Viking? Or?
It was like 2 years ago.
Oh, so it's been a while.
I think it was just like one time, it's like a seasonal.
Okay.
They didn't, no, it wasn't quarter, it was less than that.
So the difference between us is, real quick, just so you know, I'm doing for your neighbors, we treat five times throughout the year, and the difference is we don't charge any extra for the carpenter ants or the carpenter bees. They're just in our plan with three
mm-hmm.
sprays.
Mm-hmm.
Now next door, they're getting some outside too. I mean, you live in the woods, so you get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your husband leaving? Or?
No, that's
okay.
My dad.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't see you, sorry.
That's okay.
No worries, I'll take that back. And so, yeah, and so we do that differently, but we treat quarterly, bill monthly, and
mm-hmm.
so it's a little cheaper for you guys, a monthly expense. We have about 10,000 plus customers between
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, and we do fixed rates. Viking will raise the rates over the years,
mm-hmm.
we don't. Were they doing any inside work for you? They treat for the ants?
No, it was just the outside.
Okay.
You know what? If you're going to be in this area and if we have a problem, then, you know, since you don't have a business card, I can, ask the neighbors if
yeah.
we do have a problem. Right now it's been okay, and I don't want to sign up for anything.
Oh, no, that's I understand.
Unless there is an actual problem.
That's what your next door neighbor said too. Pest control is preventative care, and so we rather brush teeth now instead of pull cavities later.
It makes sense. I mean, I'm being honest with
sure.
you that unfortunately, given the economy,
no.
we have to.
I understand.
We can't even do preventive, so we are just hoping for the best. And
are you treating a little bit yourself? You and your husband spray a little bit occasionally?
We do have some sprays, yeah.
The Home Depot stuff.
When we occasionally
okay.
see them, we have some home remedies like what is it? Cucumber.
Vinegar, salt.
Yeah.
garlic for the vampires. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
We understand. We know times are tough. The difference is with us too. I mean, we spray the foundation. Excuse me. To like Viking, where we spray 3 feet up, 3 feet out, so you get more coverage, and it's a termite spray. Now, we do termite monitoring for free. We put four boxes around your house, we drill wood in the ground, we check it quarterly to make sure nothing's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people with Viking that switched to me, not that I haven't been satisfied, but they're paying a lot for the carpenter ants. Normally, as you know, you get charged about $250 for one spray.
Mm-hmm.
We include that all in our package. Like, you get ticks. Were they doing ticks for you? Do you remember? Or?
No.
Okay, so that's no extra. That's included.
Mm-hmm.
And then the webway. Are you familiar with the webway?
Mm-hmm.
You'll like this. You look like you know bugs. I don't like bugs. So it's just a treated... See these spider webs right here?
Mm-hmm.
It's a treated brush, like a dandelion brush. So I actually wipe all these spider webs away for you to get the eggs. And this one, just extend it. And we go along the windmills, the eaves, the shutters, on the whole house to knock down any hornet's nests, carpenter bees. They're getting hornets next door. They know the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've seen it before. So it's a lot more thorough, and we do about 45 minutes to an hour on that first treatment, inside and outside. Mm-hmm. Is your basement finished?
Partially.
Okay, so you've probably seen occasionally like the spiders or centipedes down there.
Yeah, but I am not really supportive of killing spiders, sorry.
Well, why is that?
Because when I see them, I just throw them out.
Oh, you're very nice. Well, yeah, you wouldn't be good worker for us then.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, is it because they eat the bugs or what?
I just don't like to kill unless it's really disturbing me. And if I have one or two here and there, I'm not going to go crazy over
it.
So, I mean, if it's an epidemic, that's different, but...
Yeah, and pest control, we're not here to exterminate things. We're here to prevent. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not going to get rid of all your bugs, just huge reductions. Spiders are harder to treat because they walk over the product, as you know. And if you have them like you do right here, this is normal because they get light right here. Mm-hmm. They eat all the littler bugs, so they bring bugs in with them. So people are like, yeah, spiders eat all the bugs. Yeah, they do, but they bring all the other ones, like pill bugs, fleas, centipedes in with them. And so you get those in the basement occasionally?
Some stuff, you know.
I mean, everyone does. Yeah. If you have an unfinished basement, you're probably going to see one.
Right.
Yeah, and so we, Viking will come in if you let them. They'll treat them like the baseboards. We don't spray that. We do a safer approach. We use an organic spray. It's called Phantom. Do you know that pipe that goes underneath your sink right there? That's a high condensation area. A lot of water builds up. And then, does this house have a sub pump?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll treat the sub pump and then the kitchen sink. What happens is when any bugs walk in those areas to drink, they get the product on them, take back nests, and they die. But it's odorless. Now, these guys can detect the home defense, the Home Depot stuff. You kind of get what you pay for sometimes with that stuff. It kills all these guys, but then they come back 2 months later. And when they walk on the pipes, they spread it on the outside of your pipe, so then when future bugs are coming, they're affected. Mm-hmm. So a lot more different, a lot more safe. We're a smaller family-owned company, so we have to work harder to compete. But I'm doing 85 of your neighbors right behind you here on this big neighborhood right behind you. We have about 288 homes, I mean, treetop circle. And we're moving over to Barbary Court. We just come every quarter and treat our seasonal customers. And anyone that can get on my technician's route, we do half price, and we do fixed rate that we never change. And so, yeah, I mean, I understand times are tough, but your house is your biggest value. I'm here to help out.
Thank you. So, if we do have a need, then I will be sure to contact the neighbors, or I'll see your truck around.
Yeah, we do a lot of people. Now, did your husband take care of this, or did you sign up with Viking?
No, my husband didn't take care of this because I'm not married, but
that's okay, sorry.
I take care of
that's things. Okay, so you're in charge.
No, like I said, I have not had problems in the past year. And yes, prevention is always great, but like I said, it's a little bit difficult economically. So if they come, then I will react.
But so far, I'm
good. And you know what? I don't believe in using too much products up front. It's just my philosophy. Even when you're saying that you're using organic stuff to spray the pipes, I know a lot about organic stuff and what is really organic and what's not organic.
There's a gray line.
There's a gray line. Unless I see the quality of the product, what tests have been done by third parties to verify that it's really organic, I have my doubts. So
yeah, we test by fourth parties too. I'm just kidding.
This is I'm very sensitive about these things. Okay. So I only use it when I absolutely am desperate. Even with the lawn, to make a decision to spray it for weeks was a really tough one for me.
And the nice thing is, they're all synthetic. All of my products are synthetic pyrethroids from the chrysanthem flower, and they're diluted with water. And so it's like 75% water and flour. Mm-hmm. And then we have a complete organic line if you want to go that way, but it smells like mushrooms and onions. It doesn't work as well because bugs live in that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's safe. And so, I mean, the spider webs, you can keep them up for Halloween if you want, or the wasp nest up here. I mean, I'm just here to help out. Every house is about getting the same thing.
I definitely won't make any decision right now.
Okay.
The season just started, and I'm just gonna see what happens. If things get out of control, obviously I'll need help. And then, if you said that you're here in this area, then
Well, I'm here today and tomorrow. We're kind of feeling the route. We're bumping people next to Monday and Tuesday. Let me leave you a flyer. I don't think I have a card. I think I have a flyer here.
Let's see.
Yeah,
I
got one more.
Okay, great.
So give me a call. I'll be here tomorrow. Say if you sleep on it, you wake up, you have a spider bite, call me.
Okay, hopefully I won't.
Hopefully no. just so you know, store-bought products, they're all kill on contact sprays, and they act as a repellent. Are you spraying outside and inside? Or?
I don't spray too much. Occasionally when I see something coming my way and I can't control it myself, I won't pick it up. That's when I will spray. But I'm really... last resort, you know.
Any pets or kids here, ma'am?
Yes, I have a pet. I have a bird.
Okay, bird. Oh, wow, okay. Like a parakeet, or...?
It's a cockatiel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We obviously don't treat birds. Most people have dogs, and so we do a 10-foot tick grinder around your house that makes sure, you know, ticks aren't coming in. Ticks kill Lyme disease, bee sting. You know all this.
Sure,
and the wood bees. You ever seen those guys here before? The carpenter bees?
Yep.
On the back porch up in the east or the
those.
Deck?
Yeah.
Have you seen them right now?
I saw them. We did have some tiny nests they started to build. But
where we're at?
It was in the back near my furniture. I mean, in the backyard, but my brother took care of it.
What, did he take a 10th track and smack it?
Just water.
So he killed it. So see, that was an issue.
Sometimes you have to, yeah. I mean, definitely, I did that.
Do you want to show me real quick where that was, just so I can see real quick?
It was all the way
around.
We don't have it anymore. It was close like this, and he took it with him.
Okay.
Because he just liked how it looked, so.
He killed a book. All right. Well, anyway,
yeah.
And so you know what they do is they drill a perfect 3/8 hole in the wood. Mm-hmm. They'll eat treated wood too, but it'll kill them, and like treks. But they make a right and left turn, plant their eggs,
mm-hmm.
and then if you have woodpeckers will come eat the larva out of there. So you have bigger
mm-hmm.
problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's mating season right now, so they're going crazy. They're really passive. Males have stingers. Females do not. But if they get overpopulated, they will bite you. And
mm-hmm.
I've had people complain that they've actually heard them in the wood, in their wall, or like their wall, like up in the trusses, like slowly
mm-hmm.
going like that. And so, yeah, if you see one, you need two to tango. And so they're probably more back there. Have you seen any yellow streaks?
No,
on the siding? Okay, good.
I've not had that. Yeah.
That means they're implanted and they're well there. So he's probably gonna come back. So he's
okay.
So
well,
just so you know,
give me your brochure then.
Yeah. So just so you know, normally it'd be $150 for those guys, but we just combined. All of these for one price. Viking charges a ton for those. And so we just combine, you get carpenter bees, the brush, the ticks, the ants, all of that at one expense. And we do it monthly, so we divide your cost by 11. So we treat quarterly bill monthly, like an Amazon or YouTube account.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite reasonable. It's not like $100 a month, it's actually half of this, less than that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So just so you know.
Okay.
So here's my card, that's
great.
My number right there.
Thank
I'm gonna
you.
Be here tomorrow, doing the air, kind of finish up the route. You can look us up our ratings on Angie's List or the
okay.
BBB from Bridgeport, Pennsylvania. Oh, you're okay. And do you mind if I just, stop by tomorrow and say, hey, any other questions I have? Because I'll be here because I'm coming back to, not many people are here today, so kind of Steve told me to come back this way.
Mm-hmm.
They want to talk it over. He's getting wasps and carpenter bees on the outside pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And all these houses are older, so they're more, I guess you can say, susceptible because the wood, you know, things like
mm-hmm.
that. Do you mind if I just pop in tomorrow?
You can come. I'm probably not going to
change
my mind.
Okay, sure.
But
let me write down that I talked to you. What was your first name, ma'am?
It's Elizabeth.